If you're a clinic owner looking to get more traffic to your website and improve your online presence, then you're in the right place. On the Propel Your Practice podcast, we provide chiropractors, physical therapists, and other clinic owners with actionable digital marketing strategies, including local SEO and effective website best practices. You'll learn simple and actionable solutions to help your clinic rank on Google and beat your competition. Together, let's propel your practice. Hello, is anyone out there? Have you ever posted something on social media or written a blog post and pushed publish just to hear pure crickets? Well, on today's episode of Propel Your Practice, we're going to talk about how you can attract the right audience to your website, social media, and other content marketing campaigns. Welcome to the Propel Your Practice podcast. I'm your host, Darcy Sullivan, with Propel Marketing and Design. Propel Marketing and Design is proud to host this podcast. At Propel Marketing and Design, we help chiropractors, acupuncturists, physical therapists, wellness practitioners, and other clinic owners improve their website rankings. Like a moth to a flame, we want your website and social media to attract your target audience. And that's what we're talking about in this episode of Propel Your Practice. One of the number one rules of marketing is when you market to everyone, you market to no one. This is why clearly identifying your target audience is so important. It makes it easier to come up with your content marketing plan and come across as being more authentic. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the questions that you need to ask yourself to help you identify your ideal patients. For the sake of today's episode, we're going to refer to your ideal patients as buyer personas. What is a buyer persona? This goes by many different names. Customer avatar, ideal customer avatar, customer persona, buyer profile, target customer, target patient, ideal patient, whatever you want to call it. The buyer persona represents your perfect ideal patient. They love working with you or purchasing your products or services. Buyer personas are fictional characters based on real data about customer demographics and online behavior. They're educated speculation about their personal histories, motivations, and concerns. Most companies have between 1 to 7 buyer personas that they try to target. We're going to go through an activity today where we ask questions to help us identify these buyer personas. Now, why is this so important? Well, again, when you identify your target audience, it's going to make it easier to market to them. You're going to come across as more authentic. You're going to know their pain points, and you'll identify how your services are going to answer their problems. So let's look at an example of this. Let's say you're a chiropractor and you're just starting out with your clinic, and your ideal client might be somebody who's healthy that wants to focus on sports performance and get to the next level. But right now, the people that are walking through your door aren't that audience. The people that are walking through your door for the first time are suffering from back pain. Well, it might be time to recalibrate or readjust and add different buyer personas to your business. So one buyer persona might identify the target audience that you hope to attract. And another buyer persona might identify and help you to grow your current audience, people that are currently having the pain, currently suffering from back or neck pain. We want to clearly identify who each of these audience or segments are, and then we're going to be able to talk to them in a way that's so much easier. You know, I get questions all the time about people that struggle to write blog posts or put together social media content or even put content on their website. And once they go through this activity and they've got a clearly defined buyer persona or multiple clearly defined buyer personas, it makes it easier. Because instead of talking to someone who's between 28 to 35 and lives in a specific area, instead they're talking to John, who is 38, has two kids, lives in Naperville, has an education level of a graduate degree, spends his time on social media, mainly in the evenings, on Instagram, cares about his kids a lot and spends a lot of his time maybe coaching his child's soccer team, and his back pain is due to work-related injuries along with picking up and playing with his kids. Now, it's going to be so much easier to identify how to connect with him on social media, what images to use, what kind of blog post you should write, because you're talking to one person. Sitting down and visualizing this one person when you go to write a blog post is a million times easier than trying to write a generalized blog post. So let's go over the questions you should ask when you're trying to clearly identify your buyer persona. We're going to go through these kind of quickly, but I'm going to include a link in the show notes to a downloadable we have that'll walk you exactly through this process. All right, so you want to identify their background and their demographic, their family, their relationship status, their gender, age, income, where they live. You want to identify their goals. You want to identify their hobbies and interests, their challenges and pain points, and their sources for information. Do they go to websites? Do they go to specific blog posts, specific social media platforms? Do they turn to specific gurus? And what is your solution to help them reach and achieve their goals? What can you do to help them overcome their challenges? This should be the cornerstone for your content marketing and SEO plans. Once you have your buyer personas identified and you've gone through this exercise, you want to make sure that you bring this to the core of your marketing campaigns. At the very most basic level, having identified these buyer personas is going to help you identify and create content and messaging that is going to appeal to your target audience. You'll want to review your website and make sure that the images and the wording on your website directly correlate to this target audience. And you're going to want to relook at your social media campaigns and see if you're on the right channels based on the information you've gathered. This is also going to allow you to be more personalized and authentic with your messaging. I just want to leave you with this thought. You've already put so much time and energy into your marketing campaigns. We don't want to see them fall on deaf ears. By developing these buyer personas, you can plan for marketing success and make sure that your marketing efforts don't go to waste. So I'll include the buyer persona template and downloadable in the show notes for this episode. Thanks for spending your time with me today. Well, hey, we're going to head out shortly, but before we do, I would love to share with you a brand new free webinar that I just put together called Patient-Driven SEO for Clinic Owners, 3 simple steps to attract more patients online without spending 1 cent on ads. You can find this by visiting propelyourcompany.com/learn. In this free training, you will learn what SEO is, how to improve your rankings in the map section of Google, the number one thing you can do today to improve your website performance, which takes less than 10 minutes, why SEO has such a huge impact on your company's bottom line and how to leverage it to get more leads, where to focus your efforts online for maximum results, along with how to integrate the latest in AI to simplify the whole process. Again, you can sign up for that webinar by visiting propelyourcompany.com/learn.